Good morning, good morning. Welcome to this edition of Biz Talk with Brother Juan. Let me know you're here. Type hashtag live. Let me know where you're watching from. Would love to hear from you this morning. So definitely appreciate you all tuning in. You'll notice that I shaved my beard off, my goatee, and it was just all running wild. And got tired of looking at it. So now I'm looking at myself and I'm like, who are you? Because I've had that goatee and that beard for years. It's been a long time since I've shaved that off. And so just looking at myself, I'm looking kind of weird. So this morning, we're going to actually talk about something that's dear to my heart. Something you know, Brother Juan preaches about all the time, knowing your numbers. One, look at the result and the benefit of that. Good morning, Kizzy, my lovely wife. Good to see you online and supporting this morning. Saw some other people tune in and drop out, and that's perfectly fine. Hope they'll come back and watch the video later. This is going to be definitely informative. All right. So we're going to go ahead and get right into the subject matter. Take just a few seconds here, and then we'll be right back. All right, so that's exactly what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to talk about knowing your numbers. Your numbers matter. Forecasting income for 2022. One thing that I did yesterday, not really adding other services, but we are making some altering some services, I should say. And so I put together a model, and so I had to update it, that deals with certain things in my business to help me look at forecasting income. And it's, I don't know how I came together with it, but it definitely works for me. Of course, you would have to do something for your own business. I'm not going to actually share it because I'm not going to give out my numbers. But I will talk about it and tell you what all I have in it so that if you want to put something else together, it's in a spreadsheet and I don't know, it's probably one, two, three, four different charts. And I put it all in one spreadsheet and it's all spread around very, not very organized, but I understand what everything is. So I guess if I was doing something like this for a client, I would put them on different spreadsheets and not all in one. It makes altering and updating a little difficult because lines get moved around and all that. So one thing that, the first thing I have on here that helps me forecast income for any time period, because I actually have it set up to where I can change the months. And so I can look at 1 month, I can look at a quarter, 3 months, or I can look at a whole year, and it kind of breaks down everything into that time frame. And so the first thing they have on here is listing all of my expenses, my fixed expenses, I should say, for the year. Now, some expenses are going to be monthly. Some will have a yearly subscription. Like I have Google, I have G Suite, Google for email, and of course, Google Drive and some other things there. And that's $12 a month for the one account, $144 a year. And so also have Canva. If you're not using Canva for social media pictures and stuff, get Canva, pay for Canva Pro. It's $12.95 a month. All of my graphics are done in Canva, and I'm not no expert, but I must say I've come a long way in my Canva knowledge. Let's see. We also have stamps.com. Funny thing about that, I was going to cancel that subscription. And when I went to cancel it, they offered a lower subscription. And so I can't remember what the subscription fee is, but I'm currently paying $9.99 a month for stamps.com. And stamps.com allows me to print postage on my own envelopes, or I can print my own stamps. Instead of 55 cents, it averages like $0.51. And so I don't have to go into the post office and get stamps. I can print my stuff off and drop it off in the post office. Very simple. For email, I use ConvertKit. Another thing about ConvertKit, I was going to cancel it for a moment, and then they offered me a reduced subscription. And so I'm not going to say how much I'm paying for that, but it's lower than what's on their website. So just throwing it out there. And then our phone line here in my office, tax software, different software, insurance, even the coaching program that I pay for. There is a yearly fee, and I've already decided I was going to continue that. It's paying for itself. And one reason why I offer business coaching and consulting is because I know it works. And so it definitely helps with coaching to have someone that can help clear your mind and direct you, and as well as with consulting. And maybe that's what we'll talk about Thursday, is kind of the difference between coaching, consulting, mentoring, so that you can identify somebody who you can connect with for those various things. And you could use someone for all three, or one person may be able to cover all three. I don't know. Also our website, paying for also a HelloSign, which is like, the document thing. I can't even think of what it is. It's very similar, but one of my programs includes signatures. So I won't be renewing that, but I still have it on here. And then some other continual education stuff that I include, have a yearly subscription fee for it. I think it's like $70 a class, or a yearly subscription for $200. And so I use that, and that's how I do a lot of my continual education, is through this particular company. And so, again, the first thing that we have listed here is all of my fixed expenses. So I know how much per year, and then we can break that down to per month to utilize those fixed costs that I have within my business. The second thing, the second chart, which is actually probably the third one to come together, is variable expenses. Certain variable expenses, we include QuickBooks subscription with our bookkeeping services, because I can get it at a reduced price. I include it with my services. And so that value actually reduces the cost of our services for someone with bookkeeping, because we cover the subscription fee for QuickBooks. And so that is a variable cost, because I'm paying a subscription for each bookkeeping client that I have, unless they have their own. And of course, that's up to them. I'm not going to change my price very much, but nevertheless, that's a variable cost. So the more bookkeeping clients that I have, the more I pay in QuickBooks subscriptions. And then there's some other variable costs that we have. We pay for audit protection with current year tax clients. And so that the value of that is, you know, about $100. We get it at a reduced rate. So we don't even include it, and we just pay it. I didn't even change my fees when I decided to do that. So you get it for free. I didn't like trying to upsell people, but I think it's a valuable service. So that is a variable cost, because that's an additional fee for each income tax return that we file, because it's just automatically added. And then we pay for that here at Next Step Financial Partners. And so, again, we have the fixed costs and variable costs allocated. And then we look at revenue, determining revenue. How much do we charge for particular services? And so it's set up to give us a estimated revenue based on the number of clients. And so this is the mix that I was talking about. If you actually read the post, this is the mix that I was talking about. So how many of this type of bookkeeping client, how many of bookkeeping client number two, how many tax clients number one, how many tax clients number two, and just where I want to be as far as what my goals are in my client mix, and then the income that is generated from that client mix. All right. And then even looking at the amount of clients, also allocate a certain percentage of those fixed costs. Right. So like for bookkeeping service number one, the fixed cost per client that we have it set up right now, you know, is 17%. And so for each client, it's going to be an allocation of 17% of those fixed costs. And so and then we move over to revenue. So based on the client mix, the services, the cost per service, as well as those expenses associated with those services, I'm able to determine what my revenue is for that client mix. And so I know revenue for bookkeeping client number one, the type of bookkeeping client service number one, service number two, tax prep number one client, tax prep number two type of client. And I know the mix of revenue as well as the total revenue for, and this particular example that I'm looking at, I'm doing it for 2022, where I want to be for 2022. And so it gives me my total revenue for the business. And again, this is all because I know my numbers, right? I know what my expenses are, my fixed expenses, my variable expenses. I know my cost, my average cost per client. Tax prep fees vary, obviously, but there is a number that I use to calculate this kind of stuff. And over time, that's going to change, I understand, but it gives me a way to forecast it. And so once, like I said, I have revenue, and then we looked at fixed costs, variable costs for the year, for the client mix that I have, and I'm able to determine what is my expenses for the year based on that client mix. And then from then I can get to gross revenue, gross revenue before taxes, I should say. And so we have the revenue number minus expenses gives us the revenue before taxes, and then include self-employment tax of 15%. And even have that broken down to quarterly, so I know how much my quarterly self-employment income tax payment should be every 3 months. And of course, those that were doing what April, July, was it September and January? I think I got those months right. And so, again, that gives me the gross revenue after expenses, taxes, looking at that for net profit for the year. What would be my take home pay with this client mix? All right. And then as the year goes on, I can make adjustments to this to see where I am and how, if I'm meeting my goals, if I'm exceeding my goals, if I'm falling short of my goals. And then I actually have it broken down into at the client mix that I'm looking at, the cost per particular client, tax client, particular bookkeeping client, and then allocated cost for one of the new services that we're offering. I'm not really paying for anything, but I still wanted to allocate cost of that. And then I can look at profit per client with the particular mix that I'm looking at. And so I know for every type A bookkeeping client for the year, I know how much profit I'm going to make from that client. For a tax client, I know how much profit I'm going to make per client based on the mix that I'm looking at. And so, again, that is the goal. And because I know my numbers, I'm able to forecast 2022. And so as a business owner, are you thinking about 2022? Right? We're just trying to get through 2021. But I'm already looking ahead because we're adding these services, and I want to be able to to have a foundation, a baseline to gauge the successfulness of the way that we are mixing things up here at Next Step Financial Partners, right? And so you may not be doing taxes and accounting. Of course, my niche, life coaches, consultants, course creators. So as a coach, coaching, you're doing one-on-one. Coaching, you may do group coaching. You may do public speaking and other event engagements. And you may do online courses. That's four ways that you produce revenue as a coach or even as a consultant, right? And so what is that mix of clients that you currently have? How many clients are you doing one-on-one? How many clients do you have involved in your group coaching? How many events do you speak at, and how much do you make per event? If you're doing books, if you have a book and you do book sales, courses, you know, are you offering courses? How much are you charging for those courses? How many courses do you sell? What is the average price? Once you know all these numbers, you can begin to forecast your income based on a particular client mix or customer mix that you have, right? And it all begins with knowing your numbers. And you can't know your numbers without bookkeeping, right? And so this is why Brother Juan preaches knowing your numbers. Sorry. This is why I preach knowing your numbers, because it is the foundation to grow and scale your business, right? And I know some of you who are not, you're not paying for bookkeeping services. And I know you're keeping them, you know, with a spreadsheet. That's fine to start off with. But when you get ready to grow, you got to move beyond spreadsheets for your bookkeeping. Now, this is a model that I put together in the spreadsheet. I use QuickBooks for tracking my income and expenses, right? And even if you're using Square for processing payments, there's so much information that you can get by looking at how you're producing money in Square, right? And so there's free accounting software. There's no need, there's no reason to be using spreadsheets when technology is available, right? And so QuickBooks is not free. There is a subscription cost for QuickBooks, but Wave App is good if you are a service-based provider, and that's primarily what I deal with. You know, especially for a solopreneur, it's fairly easy to learn, fairly easy to set up, and it will allow you to track income and expenses by connecting that bank account. And then when you get ready to scale and grow, when you want to really look at your numbers, give us a call. And we'll take the time to look at your numbers and offer suggestions. And the best time, again, is before you make changes in your business, because you want that baseline, you want that foundation. You want to know where you are right now before you start making changes, so you can see how those changes affect your business over time, right? And this is one reason why I put this model together. Sorry, I didn't even introduce myself, and I've already been talking for quite a while. But I am Brother Juan with Next Step Financial Partners, Tax and Accounting. I provide this avenue, Biz Talk with Brother Juan, as a resource for service-based providers such as coaches, consultants, course creators, and other solopreneurs to help you navigate the biz that you find yourself in. As a tax and accounting professional, I provide services for life coaches, consultants, course creators, solopreneurs to help you increase revenue by an average of 30% with financial accounting and tax planning, so that you can empower your clientele to reach their goals while you grow your business and fulfill your purpose. You didn't get in business just to create a profit. You see it as a part of your purpose in humanity. And so I understand that, and I want to help you along the way. And so that's why I always speak of Brother Juan and Next Step Financial Partners being a strategic partner available to you to help you grow your business. And of course, that is done through bookkeeping, accounting, tax prep, tax planning, tax advisory services, coaching for business owners, consulting services for your business. And so definitely feel free to reach out to us. There is a link associated with this video. Feel free to click on that, book a free 15-minute website. Yeah, we do websites too. Websites are personal for me. It's something I like to do. I don't really just advertise, hey, I do websites, but I do. It's something I love to do. It doesn't really mix well with taxes and accounting, but it's a part of Brother Juan. So again, there's a link associated with this video. I invite you to book a free 15-minute biz strategy session or a 15-minute tax strategy session or a 15-minute website strategy session with myself, and we can discuss your biz and determine if we're a good fit to work together. This is Brother Juan with this edition of Biz Talk with Brother Juan. Again, we talked about your numbers matter, forecasting income for 2022. And just remember, man, get those numbers under control. Know your numbers. So you can, again, begin to take those steps to scale and grow your business. Y'all have a great day. We'll see you next time on the same channel. All right.